We've got several questions, so we'll start with Brother Imran's last question, and he's asking a question we hear many times, but still needs clarification. Somebody, do they have to, do brothers and sisters who have missed Salah in their past, in their life before, maybe when they were practicing, they didn't come to Islam properly, do they have to make these Salah, all of these Salahs we just missed?
And the best of the two scholarly opinions, the best way to make up the missed prayers after sincere repentance with sincere devotion is to increase as much as you can of praying and nawafil, the voluntary prayers before and after. But number one, repentance. Because the scholars of this opinion, they say so, that no matter what you do, can never make up the missed prayers, especially the prayers which you missed deliberately. The other opinion which says that a person should estimate as for how many years he used not to pray. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very tough for people who skip prayer for 20 years or so. So for an equal number of years, they should make with each and every salah another salah and so on. But I find it lacking a reference or an evidence, because we understand that the Prophet only allowed the person who missed the prayer due to a sleep or due to any emergency or forgetfulness. But a person who misses the salah deliberately is a very serious condition. So what I recommend for that person is sincere repentance and regret. Then increase praying nawafil as much as you can before and after each salah.